This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Fashion companies are increasingly recognising the gold mine that is waiting to be exploited in children's fashion. But when adult fashion companies make clothes for kids, it's not always the best thing for our children. For example, a new campaign by Witchery shows young girls dressed in adult clothes in pouty and brooding poses. This is something not quite right about kids looking so self-consciously bored and sophisticated. Julie Gale is from Kids Free to Be Kids. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Now, for those who haven't seen this campaign yet, can you just describe it a little?
Well, you know, what strikes me about this campaign is, look, the clothes are very adult, but that's not the main point for me. The main point really is that the way that they're portrayed, and they're portrayed like mini adults. The poses are like what you would expect to see in an adult campaign, or at least, you know, older teens. It's brooding, it's sultry, it's pouty. There's no evidence of kids having fun, of being joyous, of smiling, of being happy. No kids toys, no beach balls on the beach scene. It's really...
You're right, you know. I mean, I know that Witchery says its philosophy was fun and playful, but the kids aren't having fun. And as if kids would be at the beach in those clothes, as you said, without buckets and spades or boogie boards or whatever.
Well, exactly. And I think that's part of it. The contradiction of what they're saying in their philosophy is blatant.
Can you explain also this term about the mini-me trend? Because that term's being bandied around a bit.
Yes, it is. And I think, you know, it's a bit like having your child as a fashion accessory, dressing them up in little clothes that like adult clothes. So they're little mini-me's. They're replicas of self, you know, replicas of adults. And, you know, what we're doing, some people might think it's a big deal, but the point is we are adultifying kids. What we're doing is catapulting them out of early childhood in so many ways now in popular culture. So it's just another contribution to that. And we're catapulting them straight through to, you know, the teen years and adult years. And they're missing out on those vital stages of middle childhood. And, you know, for me, it's about putting the brakes on this. We don't want to see this as a trend. And adultification can blur very easily into sexualization. It's just a fine line. You just don't want to see it.
And the other thing is too, you don't want kids to become so materialistic, so self-conscious about how they look, about you know, having to be fashion conscious. Kids should be able to wear clothes just because they are fun and, you know, bright and cheery and they like them.
Well, that's, of course, the other main point, and that is, you know, kids are so focused on appearance now, and, you know, that is causing a lot of problems. We've got, you know, young girls with eating disorders at 6, 7, 8 now. I mean, that's just outrageous. And, you know, again, through a lot of popular culture, the message is clear that your value comes from how you look. And for young girls, that's often hot and sexy. That's how you need to look, you know, to be valued. I just don't think, as you say, kids should be even conscious or thinking about how they look. I mean, it's just ridiculous, and it's quite a new concept. This whole tween marketing to the tween market is a concept that was set up just for the corporate dollar, and it's something that everyone should resist.
It's quite ugly, isn't it? How have Witchery responded to these concerns?
Well, they certainly haven't responded to me, but statements that they've put out, for me, are quite recalcitrant. They're just, you know, they're just digging their heels in and saying, well, you know, we're happy and we've had good feedback. Well, that doesn't correspond with the feedback that I've had from many, many, many people who are very concerned about what they're doing. And it's not all the images. Some of the images, you know, they're borderline, they're okay, but just a couple of the images in particular, what I would expect and want from them is to listen to what the child development professionals are saying about this and to understand what the research is saying and not just say, well, you know, we're happy with what we're doing.
And even if there was a mix of images, you know, if some of the kids were looking serious and some of them were looking playful, you know, that context would kind of make it a little bit more reasonable. But I think when they're all looking pouty and sultry and bored and lolling around, it's odd. It doesn't.
It is. And I think it's a bit subtle for some people. They sort of, one, you know, I see some of the feedback is, well, I don't really see what the problem is. Well, you know, we actually need to wake up that it is a problem, that the research is saying not to do this. Child development professionals are very concerned about this trend. And, you know, we need to, as I say, we need to put the brakes on it.
Okay. Bonds recently recalled a line of bras for six-year-olds, didn't they? So people can make a difference if they actually complain.
This is a big message from me all the time when I give my talks. There was a group called Collective Shout that, you know, took Bonds on. And, look, I've been campaigning about padded bras and little bras for kids even as young as 3 and 4 for years now. So I was so pleased to see that this collective voice that's starting to appear. There's a groundswell of people wanting to speak out and push back and say, you know, we don't want to see this. People are starting to respond. It was responsible of Bonds to respond on the same day. Mm. You know, I applaud that. The thing for me is it's a reactionary response. I want to see any industry that's marketing or advertising or retailing to kids being proactively responsible. So we don't have to have, you know, groups like Kids Free to Be Kids or Collective Shout having to point out the obvious. Okay. But at least they responded. Witchery, you know, is disappointing. But I have to say Cotton On, who had the adult sexualized humour on their children's wear some time ago, I challenged them on that. They were a little hesitant at the start too, but eventually they withdrew 40,000 pieces Australia-wide. And, you know, they've since had me talk to their product buyer and they've been responsible too and realised they crossed the line.
So the fact is that people can make a difference. So what can they do about this this witchery campaign if they do want to express something, by the way?
You can go onto the Kids Free to Be Kids website or Collective Shout website and, you know, you'll find a very easy link through to the, or you can just simply email customerservice@witchery.com, I think it is. But those links are on the website.
Okay.
And just put your voice in. It does make a difference and they do need to hear.
Mm, and it's good to hear from a diversity of views on it as well. So thank you very much, Julie, for sharing your view this morning.
Great pleasure.
That's Julie Gale from Kids Free to Be Kids. That email address is customerservice@witchery.com.au. And Julie, what's the Kids Free to Be Kids website?
KF2BK.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.